And Daniel Norris joins us on Baseball Central, fresh off his performance at the Futures game. Daniel, thanks so much for joining us. Gotta ask you this. Where do you surf in New Hampshire?
Well, I'm actually driving my car back up there right now, so I plan on getting out and kind of trying to find some spots to surf up there. So definitely curiosity is getting to me, so getting my car up there and going to check it out.
You, I mean, look, a lot of people in Toronto are familiar with your story. As I said, there's so much attention paid to prospects now, and in this market it's become really it's become really important. Are you... I know you're in the minors, but with social media and everything, are you aware of how much people are watching you and charting your progress and sort of the guessing game's already started as to when you're going to be in AAA and when you're going to be in the majors? Are you aware of all that?
I mean, I'm not really sure. I know, like, sometimes, like, on the social media, you know, people will, I guess, tweet at me and stuff, and they'll say things, and I see it. But at the same time, you know, I'm just you kind of have to play dumb with that kind of stuff. You know, it's one of those things that's kind of out of your control, and you know, people are going to think what they're going to think, and that's you know, 100% fine, because everyone's entitled to their own opinion, just as I am. And you know, I think it's good to be able to interact with people and, you know, show them that you are a real person and not just a baseball player. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely hear what people say, and, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Hey, Daniel, Chris Robinson here. First of all, congratulations on the Futures game. That's obviously quite the honor for you in your young career.
Thank you.
I want to talk to you about the jump from A-ball to double-A, and Jeff and I were talking about it in the break there. For me, that was the biggest jump for me in my career, except, you know, obviously going from AAA to the big leagues. But what have you noticed in your first couple starts from A-ball back up to double-A, other than I know you started the brawl that first night, but I don't like to point fingers at who starts brawls. But I just, you know, give us kind of what your thoughts are in terms of double A ball, how it differs from where you were down in Dunedin.
Yeah, sure. You know, I've been asked that question a few times, and you know, just early in my career, I always heard, you know, the biggest jump is, you know, like from high A to double A. So I think that was I was really curious to just kind of see where I would stand and like see what the, I guess, all the hype was about. You know, I got up there, and the best way that I can answer that question for you is it's better baseball. It's a lot cleaner, smoother, you know, like I said, just better baseball. From a pitching perspective, as of the hitters, I think they have a better approach. They're more in tune with what they want to see from a pitcher and what they want to swing at. That being said, though, they're still human, and they will chase. But it's just, you know, you kind of got to – I was really excited to get up there and see the better hitters, because I knew that I needed to get better. You know, down in Dunedin, sometimes I would get away with mistakes that I knew I shouldn't. And, you know, naturally when you progress and get at a higher level, you see that the mistakes will be capitalized on, so it makes you have to be even better to limit your mistakes. And so, yeah, I mean, I definitely see a difference, but you know, I've shown myself that I can still compete at this level, and I'm, you know, getting comfortable with that still.
Nice. You talk about better hitters too, and better players, and guys that are a little more advanced. You've been able to advance with a guy that's another top prospect joining with the Futures game, Dalton Pompey. Obviously generating a lot of interest up here, not only because he's a Blue Jay, but because he's a local boy here. So exciting to see that for us here in Canada, but. What can you tell us about Dalton in terms of what you see day in and day out, in terms of, you know, is he as great as everybody's saying? Is he on the way to the big leagues as we see it? And is he going to be a guy that's going to be playing at the Rogers Center here before too long?
I mean, you absolutely nailed it. And to answer your question, yes, he is as good as people say he's going to be. But the thing is, until you actually see him play, you're not going to realize how good he actually can be. It's, I mean, I guess the best compliment that I can give him, or best thing I can say about him, is just he's fun to watch. And for me, if anyone, the biggest compliment in baseball is just someone tells you you're fun to watch, and that, you know, that's all I can say about Dalton. It's truly amazing to see how far he's come from last year to this year, not only as a ball player, but just as, you know, his mental approach to the game and just as a person. You know, he's continued to grow up as a you know, a teammate and a guy, and it's really encouraging to see that from him. And I tell you what, the scary thing is, in my opinion, I think he's just now scratching the surface of what he can be, and you know, he's already gone from high A to double A, and he's having success at those levels, and you know, he went to the Futures game and everything. He's going to be great, and it's he's definitely going to be in an honor center, and he's going to make a lot of people happy, that's for sure.
Now, he was playing on the international team. You were playing on he was playing the world team. You were playing on the America team. What kind of chirping was going on before? Was there hopes that you guys were going to face each other, and who would have won that battle?
Yeah, we definitely wanted to face each other. I faced him twice this year in spring training. The first AB, he hit a triple off me. Second at that, I punched him out, so we were even. But
coming from a pitcher.
So that was going to be a rubber match in the Futures game, but unfortunately didn't line up to where I got to face him. But
Daniel Norris joins us in Baseball Central. It's Jeff Blair and Chris Robinson. We're brought to you by Home Hardware. Did you approach this season any differently than you had any other season? Because I'm thinking in particular, knowing that the organization wasn't able to address its pitching situation in the off season, knowing there was an opportunity for, I think we could say there's opportunity for rapid movement in this organization for its top pitching prospects. Did you approach the season any more differently because of that? Maybe focus a little more on conditioning, or what exactly was your mindset coming into spring training?
Yeah, sure. My whole life, like, I've always wanted to be a hard worker and always, you know, earn your keep, right? And So I've always been that way. But going, last year I struggled at the beginning, and then, you know, I kind of found something that was working for me. And I saw the success that I could have, and I saw the hard work that I had done the previous year. You know, I saw it start to pay off. And the only thing that did for me is it made me even more hungry. I saw that hard work actually pays off, and so it made me want to work even harder so I could pay off even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so going into this past off season, I was completely locked in. In my workouts, my conditioning, my throwing program, everything was so important to me. It was my main focus of the off season, and obviously, but it just, you know, it. There is a little bit more drive, you know, not to say that there wasn't before, but it was just, I realized that, I started to realize, like, what I was capable of, and like I said, it just made me want it even more. So, yeah, I took a different approach as to, you know, why not make this happen? Why not try and force their hand?